720 WGN. Happy Friday morning. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here. John Hansen in for Bob Surratt until 9 o'clock. Hope you're gearing up for a nice Labor Day weekend. Some of you might have some extra time on your hands, might be twiddling your thumbs on your phone, playing games, checking social media, but why don't you help contribute in a really fun way to True Public, which is a great app. It's addicting. You answer a bunch of questions and you get to see what everyone else thinks about some of those questions as well. Joining us now is Caben Clausen from True Public. Caben, how you doing?
Hey, John. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, too. I imagine people that are just kind of surfing on their phone, what a great way to stop and to actually contribute to something here on True Public. And, yeah, I mean, you guys are blowing up. Tons of people engaging, and what's it all about?
Yeah, the idea behind the True Public app, and the reason it's blowing up so much right now is, as we're all isolated, there's never been a better time to try to understand what's really going on with Americans' lives, like not just their health life, but their relationship life, their financial life. And True Public is a mobile platform where people all across America today are sharing their anonymous opinions, and the reason they do so is it's a really fascinating way to see how you instantly compare based on race, gender, political, you know, all these different factors. We have a political season that's heating up. We have a consumer spending situation that's totally transforming. And what we've been fascinated to watch, John, is how COVID has changed our lives in some obvious ways, but also in some, you know, rather surprising ways. And I think permanently it's going to have some long-reaching impacts on things that we thought would always be the same, and now they're different.
Yeah, what sorts of things are you talking about? I imagine it's the things we think of, the gathering in restaurants, movies, but probably well beyond that, too.
Yeah, you know, one of the ones that I think could be the biggest ramification of COVID is work from home. You know, especially with young Americans, what we're noticing is once people were forced to work from home, John, these younger workers, they were actually quite happier working from home. And this is going to be an interesting thing for companies to think about. We could have one of these spirals where if enough companies realize, wait, I can save money on office space, I can recruit nationwide. I mean, imagine a company in Chicago, instead of just hiring in Chicago, they could hire in other places and their employees could be happier. Now, I'll give you a caveat on that. Although people are happier working from home, the reality of the situation is when people report on our surveys, they're saying they're less productive. So so it's a weird situation. Your employees are happier, but they're less productive. And does the productivity actually increase? Because what we are seeing is we've been tracking the trend data since COVID began. When people first started working from home and they were talking about their happiness with that experience, it was way, way low. And it's actually increasing over time. What we're thinking here is that people are getting more used to their routine. You know, maybe they set up a better workstation. Maybe they have a better plan, scheduling with their children and how it works. But yeah, one of the biggest trends, I think, is the work from home trend and how it could be more permanent than we might have previously thought.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. As someone who's done both radio and TV from home, boy, I hope that doesn't continue. Technical glitches are not fun to deal with. Lags on the internet are not great, but I don't mind that the laundry is always done. Really, quite a lot. All right, Caben, it's not only coronavirus stuff. It's not only politics. It's Friday. Let's do some happy, fun stuff. You guys have a lot of, whether it's pop culture or whether it's just everyday habits, you really run the gamut of questions. And those are the ones I cannot wait to see, because once you answer it, you get to see what everyone else thinks. And the breakdowns are amazing.
Yeah, there's a ton of shocking stats. And we've been breaking down things that are not, like, there's a lot of serious things about COVID and life. But really, True Public works great because you're anonymous. People are able to be really honest about all the quirky behaviors we all have. And we've seen, like, an incredible shift in so many interesting factors of life. One of the interesting things here is, like, the amount of people showering since COVID, John, has dramatically decreased.
Oh, no.
Right? Like, there's a new 30% of people, a new 30%, 3 in 10 Americans that went from being daily showering people to non-daily showering people since COVID began. And men are also shaving a lot less, which, depending on what you think of beards, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. But we are seeing there's less of a need, right? If you don't have to see people in person, I guess, technically speaking, it's not as important, but I'm definitely not in that camp.
Yeah, and also the Zoom call's a little grainy. Who cares if I let it grow out a little bit or I haven't showered? There's no smelling through the internet, at least not yet, so we're good. That doesn't surprise me. All right, Caban, here's what we're going to do. You stay on hold here for a moment. We're going to take a break in a bit after a report of weather and stuff, but what I want to do is actually ask some of these really fun questions. For instance, how many Gen Zers, I can't believe it, have ever heard of the band Kiss? Do you think you are rich? Do you like your voice? Fun questions. We're going to pull everyone here, but I want to pull two listeners as well and then try and guess the results, and we got a prize for them as well. So 312-981-7200. We're going to have some fun questions. You answer them and then also see if you can guess how many Americans are similar to you or think the same way you do. 312-981-7200. Join on in. Have fun with the game. We'll have everyone here and the crew play as well. But first, a look at weather. Steve, John Hansen for Bob Surratt. Till 9 o'clock here this morning. Thanks for joining us on a Friday. Caban Clawson from True Public. You ready for our game, Caban?
Let's do it.
All right. First, I got to ask you, though, what were the odds that we asked for callers, and through the many, many callers we got, we ended up with two mics? What are the statistical odds of that?
3.5%. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I take it low.
All right. Let's meet first. We got Michael from Rochelle. Michael, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. You ready to play?
I am.
All right. Let's go to Northwest. Or I shouldn't guess Northwest Indiana. Mike from Indiana. How you doing today, Mike?
We're doing good.
Where are you calling from? Where in Indiana?
Rensselaer. The Bears used to have the training camp here.
Oh, yeah. I stopped many times at the Rensselaer exit, that McDonald's I know very, very well, on my way down to Camp Tecumseh. Random fact, YMCA camp down by Brookston. Okay, enough of that. It's Mike versus Mike, and Caban is our moderator. So the way this game is going to work is I pulled some True Public questions that I liked, one that would spark interest. I'll have each of the mics tell us their honest answer to the question, and then they're going to guess the percentage of Americans that favor one or the other. Does that make sense? It'll make more sense as we get going. All right. So the first question I have is, there was a general question, Caban, you guys had about how many people have heard of the band Kiss, which I absolutely love. So Mike and Rochelle, you've heard of Kiss, right?
Of course.
Mike in Indiana, you've heard of Kiss, right?
Oh, yeah. Grew up with them.
All right. Everyone else here is nodding. Well, I answered that question yes, too, because I have also heard of Kiss. But I want to know how many you guys think, what percentage out of 100 of Generation Zers have heard of the band Kiss? Michael and Rochelle, your guess.
25%.
Indiana Mike, what are you guessing?
75%.
70, a wide disparity. Let's hope it's not 50, because then we have a tie, and I don't know what to do. Caban, how many Gen Zers have heard of the band Kiss?
Well, 90% of them have, so I think Mike is going to win the first shot.
Oh, that just makes me feel so much better. When I answered that question, the Gen Zers were around 30%. I'm glad that some more Kiss lovers get it. Well, Mike from Indiana gets the first point.
Ding, ding, ding.
There, I appreciate that. All right, let's go to the next question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your physical attractiveness? Mike from Rochelle, paint us a picture here.
Well, I actually lost a lot of weight in the last year or so, but I'm going bald, so I think that off.
So what number are you? What number are you going to? 0 to 10?
6.
All right, Mike from Indiana, paint us a picture.
Well, I'm 68, so I actually lost a lot of brain cells in them recently.
So what are you going? What are you going with?
I'm going to go 6.5.
6.5. All right, Caban. Okay. How do people rate themselves?
Well, should we have them guess?
That's right. Yeah, good call. Thank you, Caban, for explaining my own game to me. Very good. All right, Mike and Rochelle, how much do you think people actually do it? Give themselves.
Oh, they're probably 7.5.
Mike from Indiana, your guess.
7.
All right, 7.5. Caban, are people fond of their own looks?
Not as much as you think. The overall answer is 5. I will give you an interesting caveat here. Republicans, more likely to say they're 6. Democrats say they're 4, and independent voters say they're 5. So read into that how you will. And also, the state that thinks of themselves as the best looking in America.
California.
Tie between close. I think they're going to be third here.
Okay.
The two leading states are Colorado and Texas that have an average over 7 on their scale. So Colorado and Texas, they're feeling good.
Yeah, I like that. All right, well, guess what? Mike from Indiana gets the point. He was a little bit closer there with his guess of 7, so we're tied up 1-1. All right, Michael from Rochelle, would you rather have $1 billion winning it in the lottery, or would you rather live twice as long? I love this question.
As I get older, I would say I'd rather have $1 billion.
Oh, I didn't think that's where you were going. Mike from Indiana, how about you?
Oh, I'll take the money any day.
All right. So, Michael from Rochelle, where do you think Americans fell? What percentage of people think that you would rather have $1 billion?
What percentage would rather have $1 billion?
Yeah, 0 to 100.
Oh, I'd say 70%.
70. Mike from Indiana, how about you?
83.
Caban. True public results.
Oh, man. Mike from Indiana. He might be Nostradamus. I mean, it's 83%.
What?
Right on the number.
Wow. This one actually sat with me for a while because, of course, $1 billion can solve a lot of issues. And, of course, there's always sub-questions like, do you live twice as long, but do you have the health of a, 110-year-old, and then that just keeps on deteriorating? Of course, there's secondary questions that one could ask. All right, it's 2-1, Indiana Mike over Rochelle Mike. All right.
3-0.
Oh, did I mess up my own score? Well, I messed up the rules. I've messed up the score. What does it matter?
And, John, one interesting thing here. Women versus men. Women, 10% more likely to take the money than live twice as long. Read into that however you will.
I will.
And what's interesting is our baby boomers, when you get up to baby boomer age, actually 34% would rather live twice as long than take the billion. So that's where the big shift is happening here.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. How fast do you drive on the freeway, expressway, the open road? Michael, give me miles per hour. How fast are you driving?
Well, at the risk of incriminating myself, I'm going to say 79.
Okay. What's the real number? No one knows who you are. Come on.
79.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. Mike from Indiana, how fast are you driving?
I'm not in that big of a hurry. 72.
All right. What do you think, Mike from Indiana, or Michael from Rochelle, what do you think people said they drove?
Probably 68.
Mike from Indiana, what do you think they said?
Well, if it's people from Chicago, you nuts drive fast. I'd say 75.
All right. Well, they're from everywhere. But, Caban, what's the answer?
That second guess was wonderful. The answer is 74. 74 is the most common answer for how fast it's on the freeway.
Look at that. That is a clean sweep for Mike from Indiana. He's going to take home a $75 certificate from Green Tea Home Services. For all these polls and plenty more, you can go and download the True Public app. Caban, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This is wonderful.
Yeah, and Mike as well. Thank you so much for joining us, too. All right, plenty more. Dean's coming up after the news on WGN.